So now that we're still, because I have a feeling the chocolate and raisin meditation is going to be a little bit more, generate a lot of discussion. What this particular exercise is for is it shows us that we can start approaching our experience in new ways, and things that we take for granted, things that we do all the time, can look different and feel different. And there are a couple of things that does. One is it helps us approach things that we're used to, that we have a conditioned response to, differently. So everything becomes more interesting. And also things that are bad, we learn how to relate to them differently, so our experience can be different. And it's just more fun and it's more interesting, and it shows you what mindfulness can do. It's one of those little illustrative tricks. Okay. So, we're going to practice the art of observation and mindfulness. So, some of you I saw were smelling the chocolate or the raisin. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to feel whatever you have in your hand, whether it's chocolate or raisin. This is going to get a little sticky and slightly disgusting, but that's okay. You can wash your hands later. And with your eyes closed, approach it fresh, as if you don't know what it is. As if you don't know what chocolate is, or you don't know what a raisin is. Feel, is it smooth? Is it soft? Is it wrinkled? Some of you were smelling it. Smell it and see how many, it's don't eat yet. Resist the temptation to eat. And with your eyes closed, see if you can, imagine if you were like a Martian and you got handed this thing and you didn't know what it was. Does it smell good? Does it feel weird? Not yet. We are meditating on it. This is our object of meditation. Is it melting? Does it stay in one piece? So keep the silence and the focus, and it helps to have your eyes closed, because you really want to approach this object as if you had never experienced it before. You don't know if you like it or you don't like it. If it's smooth, how does that texture feel? If it's sticky, how does that feel on your hands? Does it smell different when it gets warmer? Do you feel an impulse when you smell it that you want to eat it? What's that about? What's that reaction? How come we can touch or smell and it creates desire? Does it bend? Does it squish? Is it making you feel impatient because you want to do something with it that you are used to doing with it? You're used to eating it. Be still, because when you physically are still, you also start to notice more. Now, you're going to put it in your mouth, but don't swallow and don't chew yet. So see how you feel and see if you can bring your hand to your mouth slowly and mindfully. And if you already did it quick, yeah, as slowly as possible. And pay attention to what happens in your mouth. So when you're raising your hand, do you start to salivate? Does your smell feel, do you notice something different? So notice what happens. All these little reactions that happen on their own that you weren't even aware of. And now as soon as you put it in your mouth, notice the taste. Does it taste different? Feel the different parts of your tongue. Feel where the taste buds are. Is it different on different sides of your mouth? What's the texture on the roof of your mouth? Are you feeling happy if you like chocolate? Are you feeling irritated if you don't like dark chocolate? What's happening with the raisin? Do you feel how it's starting to get moist and plump? And how the more moist it gets, the flavor comes out differently. Now, if you still have something in your mouth, you can chew it. Then what happens? What's the texture? What do your teeth feel like? If you already swallowed it, what's the sensation in your mouth now? What are the emotions? Do you want another one? Do you want a handful? Pay attention to all these different responses and reactions that are happening. What's happening in your throat when you swallow? Is it scratchy? Went down the wrong way. What does that feel like? Not very good. So try to keep as still as possible. And now that you've swallowed, we're gonna do a 2-3 minute meditation and just let go of everything we experienced, and then we're gonna do some questions on it.